Yerushalmi Mahasa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechayois Daf Nuntes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chafei Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Hamaniach Isa Va'ochel Alav Chedse V'Harach Lamakam Achel Oyhu Yoitse Bepunjan Oichel Alav Oid Isa. Mishnah says if one put down an Isa onto which to redeem Mahasa Sheni, and he redeemed and ate against it half an Isa, and then went to another place where the Isa was worth a Punjan, which is two Isa, meaning that half an Issa is now worth a full Issa, he may eat against it another Issa. Hamanich Pundyun va'ochel alav chetsev va'alach l'makam achel ayehu yotze be'issa oichel alav oid palag. One who put down a Pundyun and ate it against it half a Pundyun, and then went to another place where a Pundyun is worth an Issa rather than two Issa, he may only eat against it produce to the value of another half of an Issa. Hamanich Issa shemasa sheni oichel alav Achadasa, Isa, Vachad, Mimea, Be'isa. Now, the number of ways of explaining this, we explain here according to Tiferet Yisrael, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Rash, and others. One who sees an Amma Oetz put down an Isa and redeem Ma'asa Sheni, he may eat against it produce he bought from the Amma Oetz worth 11 Isa, and 1/100th of each Isa means a total of 11.11 Isa, or 11 and a ninth Isa. This calculation will be explained. Now, if he was seen taking Ma'asa Sheni, we also assume that he separated Ma'asa Rishon and he mixed them both back into his produce, since he had redeemed the Ma'asa Sheni, and the Ma'asa Rishon may anyway be eaten. As for the Trumas Ma'asa, the Mishnah assumes that he separated it from another produce for this produce. So if there was one Issa's worth of Ma'asa Sheni, it was the Ma'asa Sheni of 10 Issa's worth of produce. In addition, since the Ma'asa Rishon, which was 1 1/9 Issa worth was returned to the mixture and may also be eaten, then there is a total of 11 1/9 of produce that may be eaten. And we can explain the calculation as follows, that the truma and masas are separated from 100 measures as follows. First, 2 measures of truma gadola are removed, then 10% of the remaining 98, which means 9.8 measures are separated from masa rishon, and that leaves 88.2 measures. Then 10% is separated as Ma'asa Sheni, which is 8.82 measures. Hence, the Ma'asa Rishon is 9.8 and the Ma'asa Sheni is 8.82 measures. Therefore, based on this proportion, if the Ma'asa Sheni was 1 Issa, the Ma'asa Rishon is 9.8 divided by 8.82, which is 1 1/9 Issas. So in our case, since the Ma'asa Rishon was returned to the pile, the total he may eat against the 1 Issa of Ma'asa Sheni is 1 and another 1 1/9 Issas. Beis Shammai oimim akol asor. Beis Shammai say he may eat only 10 isas. He's only assumed to have separated the Ma'asa Sheni, but not Ma'asa Rishon, so he's still required to separate the Ma'asa Rishon. Beis Hillel oimim bevadai echad asor uvedemai asor. Beis Hillel say it depends. If the Amor had separated the Ma'asa Sheni from his own certain tevel, it's 11 1/9. As we said before, if he's believed to Ma'asa Sheni, he's also believed to have separated Ma'asa Rishon. If it was Demai, which is doubtful Tevel, as the Amoret separated the Ma'asa Sheni from the produce bought from another Amoret, then it's 10. The buyer has to now separate Ma'asa Rishon and may only eat 10 Issas against the Issa coin, since the second Amoret relied on the unreliable first Amoret for Ma'asa Rishon. And the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Chiya Shnei Issarim Punjun. Rabbi Chiya brings an advisor that there are 2 Issas in a Punjun. Abba Matanya Masnisa Amakein Amaniach Isa V'Achel Alav Chedse V'Halach Lele Mokam Ache V'Arehu Yoitze B'Punjun Oichel Alav Oid Isa. We support this from Matanya, says from our Mishnah. If one put down an Isa and he ate against it half an Isa and then went to another place where the Isa was worth a Punjun, he may eat against it another Isa. Since the Punjun is 2 Isa, that means that half an Isa is now worth a full Isa. Shmuel Amar Le Mitzaya Tanya In Yasef Chad Asor, Sarach Lemesev, Vechada Lemes. In Yasef Chad Lemas, Sarach Lemesev, Vechada Leelef. In Yasef Chad Leelef, Sarach Lemesev, Vechada Leaseres Alofim. Shmuel says, now, Beis Hillel taught that for a certain tevel it's 11. Beis Hillel could not have meant exactly 11, but rather 11 1/9. And this is because if he separates one part for 10, he has only fixed up 9 of those 10 parts. So he must still separate a further one part for 100, means 1/100th for the Ma'asa Rishon of that part that wasn't fixed up. If he separates that further one part for 100, he still only fixes up 9/10 of what must be fixed up, and he must still separate a further 1/1000th for the Ma'asa Rishon of that part that wasn't fixed up. But if he separates that further 1,000th, he still only fixes up 9/10 of what must be fixed up, and he must still separate a further 1/10,000th for the maserishin of that part that wasn't fixed up. It should say Tani Beis Hillel Oimrim Bevadai Echad Asa Obedemai Asor. The Mishnah taught that Beis Hillel say it depends. If the Amaorit separates the Maser Sheni from his own certain Tevel, it's 11 1/9, and if it was Demai, then it's 10. Tani Bar Kapora, Ben Bedemai, Ben Bevadai, Achadasa Hein. The Brisa says from Bar Kapora that according to the first Tana of the Mishnah, whether it's Tevel or Demai, it's 11 1/9. Hoy Reb Yudin by Reb Sholem Kahadot Tani Bar Kapora, Reb Yudin by Reb Sholem ruled like the Brisa of Bar Kapora. Base, it should say Hillel. The assumption of Beis Hillel is that if he separated Sheni, he also separated Rishon, follows the view of Rabbi Eleze in Maseches Demai, in the fourth perek there, that one who is believed for Maaseh Sheni is believed for Maaseh Rishon. Am Rabbi Yosi Debi Akolhi, Asu Oisa Ketoifus Abikurim, Matos Abikurim, Necheres Patahara, Upaturim Medemai, Avze Necheres Mishum, Sheni, Apotamina Rishon. Yosi says that the Gemara in Maseches Demai quotes a brisa: if he brought out produce telling us that it's redeemed Maaseh Sheni, he is believed. If he says, I redeemed it, but if you wish, you redeem it, he is not believed. The Gemara there then presents two opinions as to the author of the brisa. The first opinion is that it follows the view of Rebbe Elezer, who says that if they saw him separating Maaseh Sheni, he is believed to have also separated Maaseh Rishon. The second explanation as to the author is that of Rebbe Yosi. The brisa follows, and now we're saying the brisa follows all opinions. They treated it like additions to Bikurim. It means the main Bikurim must come from one of the seven species, but one may add to it from other species. Just as additions to Bikurim must be eaten in purity and are exempt from Demai, so too this doubtful Maaseh Sheni must be eaten as Maaseh Sheni in purity and is exempt from Maaseh Rishon, as we assume that it was already separated. Asa b'chananya b'shem Rabbi Yosi de Rabbi Elezer hi. B'chananya, quoting Rabbi Yosi, says that it does follow the view of Rabbi Elezer, as the Gemara there first presented.